trusted, live and local. Your community all morning long here on 1480 WHBC.
Welcome back. It's 10:33. We're live and local. I am Jordan Miller. Joining us right now, it has been one full week, and it feels like, because it has been, that is Allison Gromovsky from Visit Canton. Allison, how are you on this Friday morning?
I am doing very well. I'm so happy that it's been beautiful weather, and I hope that everyone had a wonderful St. Patrick's Day and were able to get out and enjoy the weather and support local businesses yesterday and, of course, have a little green beer, Reuben.
Did you end up having any green beer? I remember we talked about it last week on the show, but did you follow through?
I did, Jordan. I did. I had to celebrate somehow, and of course it was so beautiful out yesterday. I got to sit on a patio at a few local businesses, and I got to enjoy the day like everyone else.
Yeah, well that is great. I'm glad you were able to make it out. What is happening with Visit Canton right now? I was reading something a couple days ago about Wonder, the Canton Light Festival that'll be held every Friday and Saturday evening in April. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so very excited. So in January of 2021, Arts and Stark partnered with a couple local artists to have the Canton Light Festival in downtown Canton during the winter months. And this year, we're very excited that the Canton Light Festival is coming back. This year's theme is Wonder, and it is every Friday and Saturday night in downtown Canton from 8 to 10 p.m. The lights will be on. And this year, it is on Court Avenue between 2nd Street, which is where the historic Onesto is, all the way down to Centennial Plaza, up to 4th Street, and beyond there. So very cool light displays. Obelisk, they are a local couple that makes interactive light art, and there will be displays that are within buildings, within the parking deck lit up. There's going to be interactive street lamps. And then also, of course, Centennial Plaza will be having live music, weather permitting, every Friday and Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. as well. So it's going to be a great way to experience downtown Canton, as we say, in a whole new light and have some interactive elements of art that aren't necessarily there all year that will be there to enhance your experience.
Well, that sounds great. So the first one is April 1st, which is a first Friday, correct?
Yes. So it kicks off on Canton First Friday. So very excited about that. And, of course, the normal First Friday happenings will be going on with live music. And, of course, as every day from noon until 12 p.m., there is the designated outdoor refreshment area in downtown Canton. So this is a great opportunity for you to be able to support local businesses. You can get dinner, and then you can get a beverage to go, and then walk around downtown and experience these lights. Interactive light elements that are going to be on display. So it'll be exciting, and it's cool that it's kicking off on Canton First Friday. And also, it's the every weekend in April, and April has 5 weekends this year. So there's plenty of opportunities for people to enjoy. And it's also exciting that there's going to be so many out-of-town guests that are going to be visiting the Canton area, the Hall of Fame Marathon happening that third weekend of April, and then also darts and billiards will be happening the last 2 weekends of April at the Canton Memorial Civic Center, so very close, and then lots of family events happening with Great Lakes Alliance soccer tournaments. Baseball tournaments are starting to heat up here in our area as well, so not only is it something for all of us locals to enjoy and admire, but also it's an enhanced experience for all of these people that are experiencing our community for the first time.
Oh, well, that is great. What else is happening this weekend? I know the St. Patrick's Day festivities aren't stopping just yesterday. I'm sure some stuff will be happening tonight and tomorrow throughout Stark County.
Yes, so St. Patrick's Day is definitely happening all weekend long. Many of the local breweries and restaurants, they will be having green beer all weekend long. And I know specifically at Royal Docks Brewery in Jackson Township, Paradigm Shift, in Maslin, they and Sandy Springs Brewing Company down in Minerva, they will be having live music and Irish dancers on Friday and Saturday, bagpipes, all of the very authentic Irish St. Patrick's Day experiences that you can experience today and Saturday. So great way to still enjoy the beautiful weather with their patios. And if you didn't have the opportunity to go out yesterday, you can still support, get a Reuben, get some green beer, and experience all the Irish traditions.
Yeah, there's a lot of Irish traditions that we talked about on the show yesterday that I didn't even know about. Maybe it was common knowledge, but the wearing orange. Some people, they wear orange instead of green on St. Patrick's Day. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Yeah. I know that orange is one of the national colors, green, white, and orange is one of the national colors of Ireland. But I guess, yeah, we've kind of Americanized it and we all wear green instead of orange.
Yeah. So the green is for the Catholics. The orange is for the Protestants. And the white is to unify them. That's unity.
Well, I learned something new as well this year. So that's cool.
Yeah, so, hey, that's what we want to do. We want to try to educate people right here. My producer, Logan, dropped that knowledge on me yesterday. So,
yeah, I learned something new today. And I know that, like we said, all this weekend, St. Patrick's Day festivities will be happening. And I know a lot of our local Stark County schools are starting to have spring break next week and the next following week. So there are lots of free spring break fun activities to enjoy over the next few weeks here in Stark County that you can still feel like you're having a road trip, but you don't have to break the bank.
Yeah. Hey, anything else happening as the weather starts to get warmer? I think the Light Festival is great, but are there any other cool outdoor activities that will be a regular recurring thing over the next couple months?
Yeah, so all of the outdoor recreation, of course, is now starting to transition over from winter cleanup and snow and sledding to now starting the outdoor recreation. So many of the golf courses are starting to open up. We are Ohio's golf capital here in Stark County. So definitely start booking your tee times. Golf courses are...
I have one for 236.
Yep, and... also, another great activity to enjoy, and it's a free activity, you just have to get a disc, is frisbee disc golfing. Have you ever done that, Jordan?
I haven't, but I know Terry Dunlap. He's a photographer in Minerva. He's big into it.
Yes, so we do have a lot of great courses here in Stark County, and the best thing about frisbee disc golfing is that it is free to do. So you just have to have a disc. Now, you can be as talented as a golfer, so it's the same sort of situation. You can have different weighted discs, a putter, but anyone can do it with just one disc and participate. So there is a disc golf course in Maslin at Lincoln Park. Arboret and Spiker Disc Golf Course is in Canton, very popular disc golf place. Wildwood Park in Louisville, they have a disc golf course. W.C. Griffith has a disc golf course, and that's the Canton South area, and Veterans Community Park as well. And then also there's a disc golf course at Malone University. So it's something cool that everyone in the family can participate in. There is definitely skill to it, but anyone can do it. And it's free to go on these courses. And like I said, you just need one disc. And Quonset Hut is actually one of the most popular places in Stark County to buy discs. So that's a great place to stop by. And you can start disc golfing today.
The discs are kind of like frisbees, right?
Yes. Yep. So same concept as a frisbee, and there's all different sizes, different weights of them. And like I said, Quonset Hut, actually, they have a very knowledgeable staff there about disc golfing. And that business has supported many of the disc golf courses here in Stark County, and they sponsor a lot of the tournaments that come through as well. So even if you're just looking to buy one to get out on the course, that's a great activity, again, for the whole family, and it's free, and there's courses all throughout the United States.
Yeah, well, Allison, you always just drop the knowledge on us with everything here in Stark County. I've had people say, we really look forward to that 10:30 conversation you have every Friday because people are learning about new things right here. And I think it's great that people decide to be a tourist in their own town. You can have fun here without having to drive all the way to Cleveland or Columbus. I think it's great.
Absolutely. Well, of course, and that's what we love to do. Make sure to follow Visit Canton on social media, and then you can find out more information about everything we talk about at visitcanton.com.
High school sports. This is the right place. News Talk 1480, WHBC.